Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We got Connor Rogers, quarterback guru, coming up at 420 to all those who celebrate. Connor's coming up. We'll talk about Fernando Mendoza. We'll talk about Dante Moore. Well, I'm going to get... Is Jaden Maiava sneaking up draft boards because he's on my quarterback Deadpool and I could really use a win right now? All that kind of stuff with Connor Rogers at 420. We do have Jets-Browns coming up on Sunday, but earlier this week, you made a comment that I think has people buzzing around the station, buzzing around town.
Okay.
Because not only did I hear Joe Bitonio, I believe it was yesterday, make sure to let everybody know Kevin Stefanski has no ego, and that's why Stefanski's willing to give up play calling.
Oh.
I thought that was very interesting.
That is interesting.
Ken, earlier this week, took umbrage with you saying that Kevin is egotistical.
Was he egotistical when he was forced to make Shedeur Sanders the backup? When he allowed that to happen? Was he, I want to know. Was he egotistical when he made Ken Dorsey the play caller? Was that egotistical? It was the same results. It was still not good. You can have a lot of problems with Kevin Stefanski. Hell, if there's anything, I don't think he's egotistical enough. Did Kevin really want Baker to go out there and play with a hurt arm? Did he want that to happen? He allowed it. Did he want to keep Jadeveon Clowney after Jadeveon Clowney made an ass out of himself in a post game? Did he want to do that? I don't think he did. I don't see ego when it comes to Kevin. I don't understand this. Egotistical, it's just not one of the words that come to my mind when I think of Kevin. Sometimes I think maybe a little bit too meek. So wait, he's got a big ego because he just lets people walk over him?
Yeah, that's not a great defense. I do want to get to the idea.
It doesn't help out his cause at all, I'll tell you that.
So before we get to the last part of that, the last like 5 seconds, your response to the general...
Well, we should let them actually, the real discussion kind of marinate the way that it should have, right? Mm-hmm. Like
play the proper audio.
Yeah, but I hate doing this because we always do this with them. It's always like, why did you take the first part when the second part was the actual part that had substance to it and actually was going down the conversation that we were actually trying to have?
I think that's actually more of a problem than an us problem.
Just kind of, I don't know, just taking the first... I can see how it went down. Ken's like, hey, grab the part where Jonathan said something about Stefanski being egotistical. And then Mitch just grabbed the first time I said egotistical instead of having the whole conversation around. But that's neither here nor there. The point
is,
when it comes to Stefanski, yes, the point I've been making for a while is that he gives off this impression that he is meek as you describe. He gives off this impression as if he's almost like a sacrificial lamb of sorts. He's just so innocent and he's so this. And I'm telling you, the man's got a bigger ego than a lot of people believe that he does. But I believe it in the context of when it comes to play calling. It's always been about the idea that he thinks he's Kyle Shanahan at this. When it comes to play calling and it comes to being able to figure out schemes and offensive maneuvering, that's where I think that Stefanski has a massive ego that nobody is really, or at least just myself, has been able to tap into and really been able to figure out and identify. Because if you look at his moves, he does everything as if he is Shanahan. The idea that you could win with lesser quarterbacks, all of these type of things. And so, yeah, there's ego there. But by the way, I never said ego was a bad thing.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I mean, I remember Lima in the segment saying, but pretty much every NFL head coach has an ego.
I don't know how you couldn't. I don't know how you could make it to that level and be as successful as any of those head coaches are and not have an ego. Yeah, by position of the job, you are one of 32 in a spot that thousands upon thousands would love to have.
Literally every human being has some semblance of an ego. So I guess not to being hyper literal about this. Listen, there are times where I've wondered if Kevin is a touch arrogant. I think he might be more stubborn than arrogant, because once he's set on a course of action, unless it's running the ball, he doesn't come off it. But I think what's interesting is, like, to me, the most damning thing about Kevin Stefanski is what Ken said at the end, which is what people's greatest defense is. Like, he didn't really want Deshaun, but he went along with it. He would have loved to coach Baker again, but he went along with it. And he went along with this plan and that plan. It's, to me, it's the same thing as, well, we don't know what Paul DePodesta did here, or we just say things like processes and verticals, and he was really streamlining things, which means you don't know what he did. And that's the great ground fire for, can we fire a guy if we don't know what he did? Yes. He's the chief strategy officer, and they went 56-99-1. The strategy sucked. And when it comes to Kevin, I don't care if he went along with it or if.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If he was the guy driving the cart, it happened, and he's the head coach. So if the thing is he needs more of an ego or more of a spine, it is not a defense of Kevin, no matter what the national media says. And in this way, I'm pointing that more at the national media than Ken.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's pretty simple. I feel like he thinks he's great at this, and if anything, it almost stamps down the idea that I don't think this was Stefanski saying, I'm going to give Tommy Rees the play calling. I think this was somebody else telling him, you're going to give Tommy Rees the play calling, because I believe there's no way Stefanski goes to bed at night thinking somebody that's never called plays at the NFL level can do this at a higher and better rate than he does. We just don't have enough history to suggest that he'd ever think that.
I didn't think
it was with Ken Dorsey either last year.
I just think it's funny that the organization that said this is not a big deal has made it a big deal the last 2 years by sidelining Kevin Stefanski. Mm-hmm. Now again, what's interesting is I think our read on it was Kevin very intelligently was like, this offense is going nowhere. Ken Dorsey's going to be fired at the end of this season regardless. Let's let him audition for the rest of the NFL and I'll distance myself from the offense, right? And it worked. He kept his job. And then this year, maybe falls more in line with, hey, Kevin, Tommy's calling the plays now. It could be flipped in reverse. Maybe last year was them forcing Kevin to distance himself, and which allowed, of course, Kevin to keep his job. Maybe they were doing it for Kevin. And then this year, it's Kevin. Whatever it is, though, guys, I don't believe both times Kevin, and it's just because he's a dear-hearted fellow, just decided, I think I'm going to do what's right for somebody else.
Yeah, I also think there's just so many more parts and more layers to Stefanski than I think people want to admit. I think people see that dear-hearted fellow, and I think that's the only thing they can think about Stefanski when Stefanski just has a lot more to him. And by the way, I like the idea that he thinks that he's Shanahan, that he thinks that he's LaFleur, that he thinks that he's McVay, that he thinks that he's Kevin O'Connell. I wouldn't want him to have it any other way, Nick.
Yeah, I would just like to be successful.
I'd like to have him be successful while doing it, too. But the idea that he's going to be a little delusional about where he stands within the ranks of everyone, I don't think that's a bad thing. So, I don't know, the push off on that. If, in fact, Ken is right about this, and I'm just flat out wrong, and he is just the most meek head coach to ever exist, and he's just very calm, and he, in fact, has zero ego, and he really doesn't believe in his play-calling abilities at all, then congratulations. I guess you'll win, Ken. But you don't win anything as far as a head coach is concerned.
Yeah.
I would never hire a guy like that.
Yeah, I would rather a guy be arrogant or egotistical than meek.
I'd never hire a guy that's like, oh yeah, sure, of course somebody that's only called, you know, plays at the college level can do this better than I can when I've been doing it for years on end and it's my calling card.
But I think that's what's the interesting crux about moving forward. I've seen and I've heard, you know, other Browns fans speculate, well, they moved Dee Podesta out of the way because Jimmy's going to go big game hunting, big name hunting, and he wants to get a proven NFL head coach here, which, by the way, had one in the building last year. I digress. However, who's probably better than anything you're going to get this offseason. I digress. But you come down to it, it's like, okay, but are you going to look for another pushover head coach? Because if you're going for a big name, you didn't like Dan Campbell because he had a big personality and he wanted to run the ball. You didn't like Greg Williams because he told you what he thought the truth was and he had a massive ego. You didn't like that, and that's why he didn't get the job and he gave it to Freddie freaking Kitchens, the dumbest decision ever. Like, you've gone from, I need a meek, even malleable. Freddie Kitchens was very malleable.
Yeah.
And then turns out his brain was mush with Love.
Freddie was confident. Freddie was just—he's just also an idiot.
Well, but like I think the point is
with
like,
love, I guess
you got to with respect. But you get to the point where it's like, all right, man, if we're learning our lesson, then maybe the coach should have a bit of a spine, and that as much as we all want to work and get along, understand you go down the other route, you're probably going to get the kind of guy who does have an ego, and that neither are. Bad. No. If a coach is a pushover, it's bad.
Name me the coach that we're describing as any sort of young or even now at this point middle-aged hotshot offensive guru that doesn't seem like he has an ego.
Todd Monken.
Yeah, right.
He just wants a head coaching job.
Sure. Yeah exactly.
That's Greg Roman.
And we all think a lot of Todd Monken, don't we?
Greg Roman and his Trent Baalke's, I guess, a 25-year-old daughter will be tweeting crap at the Browns because she still hates Greg Roman.
And I don't blame her. You know what? I don't blame her. This is how this exists. And I think that he can present a lot of different ways. And I think that Stefanski, even away from football settings, might be something different than what he is in regards to football. But he cannot be as accomplished as he is and has been told for as long as he is how great he is when it comes to play calling and scheming and everything else. And just be like, oh, yeah, of course, other people can do this better than I can. Of course, I'm just going to be meek about it. Like, that's just not how people operate.
All right, this was unnecessary.
Okay,
tripping down the stairs on the 92 Through Then YouTube channel saying Kevin Stefanski thinking that he's on the level of Kyle Shanahan is a lot like Nick thinking that he looks like Jason Momoa. I'm not Polynesian, guys. I wouldn't think.
That's the only miss. That's the only miss here.
I'm more of a Ryan Reynolds kind of fella.
Is
right?
that it
yeah,
now?
That's people say, if I'd lost 200 pounds.
At least he didn't say Joey Roll.
It's implied. It was implied. 216-474-0092. Is it better if Kevin Stefanski has an ego or if he's a massive pushover? Which would you prefer? I think we know which one Ken would prefer. When we come back, though, Myles Garrett, media availability. He was given an opportunity to shoot down the trade deadline shenanigans for the Browns with the Eagles potentially being willing to offer 3 first-rounders. You'll hear from Myles Garrett in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Hey, guys. Nick Wilson here for my friends at Blue Chew. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your downstairs business. Blue Chew provides access to chewable tablets that can help you feel and perform at your best. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Woo! Ian! You the man again! Yeah! Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And guys, this isn't about just performance. Give her group chat something to talk about. chat, we got to talk about Ian. That's how that would go. I'm letting you know how that would go. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code NICKW at checkout and cover $5 for shipping. That's it. And again, Nick W, all one word, at shipping, or at checkout, and cover $5 for shipping. Words are hard. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. That's not all. Big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring. Be ready when she is. BlueChew.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.